Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council accepted appropriated grants from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security passed through the State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for the purchases of public safety radios for police, fire, and communications departments. The city received notice that it was awarded a total of $259,000 for grant projects under the 2021 State Homeland Security Program. Two projects were awarded funding under these grant programs, including $84,000 for police and fire mobile radios and $175,000 for dispatch radio system upgrades. Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross told the city council.
So about for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been trying and succeeding to get grant monies to replace all of our radios. The first phase of the dispatch radio is about $400,000, and this phase is probably going to be about $200,000. And we've also been working to replace all the portable radios that officers and firefighters carry and all the mobile radios that are in all the vehicles. So we're still working on that. It's been a very expensive and time-consuming project to get grant funds, but we've been succeeding at doing that. The reason for it is they are becoming obsolete. There's new standards that they require. The old ones are still working at the moment, but we can't get parts for them. The dispatch radios, the vendor, if there's problems with them, was looking for parts on the used market. They're not available anymore. They're not servicing that equipment. So hopefully when we finish this radio project over the next year or two, we're good for the next 15 years. It would be my hope, but that's upgrading a whole emergency services radio system is the goal.
The city of Kenai has been involved in a multi-year project to upgrade all radio systems to newer manufacturer-supported technologies that meet the current industry standards. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee plans to investigate the removal of Permanent Fund Corporation Executive Director Angela Rodell. Committee Vice Chair Representative Chris Tuck told Alaska's News Source Saturday that he was baffled with the decision by the Permanent Fund Corporation Board of Trustees to remove Rodell following an executive session. He said that he expected the committee to schedule an investigation into the ousting of Rodell at their next meeting.
Things don't add up. So that's why an investigation is going to be necessary to see what happened. We would like to have an explanation. That does not make any sense at all why she is no longer the executive director of the Permanent Fund Corporation.
Representative Tuck spoke to other members of the committee who share his concern. He said that a meeting was scheduled for next week. In that meeting, he expects to schedule an investigation on the agenda of the following meeting, which will take place January in Juneau. Tuck noted the increase in $30 billion of the permanent fund during Rodell's tenure as executive director and said he was unaware of any character disputes. And Representative Tuck isn't the only member of the state legislature that's demanding answers. A letter signed by Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak and Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham said that we strongly believe that the public and the legislature deserve an explanation for the action the board took. Trustees who dismissed Rodell have refused to explain their reasoning, citing personnel confidentiality. Lawmakers say that's unacceptable. The Alaska Permanent Fund supplies 2/3 of Alaska's general purpose revenue, more than $3 billion annually, to be used for services and dividends. In this past Thursday's 5-1 vote to remove Rodell, all 5 votes came from trustees who were at last appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. 3 of those trustees had previously served under other governors. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.